was hoping it was going to go through the oh, I'm going through there. You hardly tell sometimes. Well, regardless, let's go down the temple. Pondering the story I will write. The main guide. And lack of a better way to call it, the antechamber. For as long as people have just gone through the interesting sensation of dying in an airplane crash. And he is so kind. Helping shiny people find a chair at the edges. A bit of encouragement. While others are helping people proceed, the first picture is it's kind of like there, helping him down one of those inflatable slides. But instead of going out of the airplane, slide to a place of fire, purifying fire. You can't but hear some of the screaming. Before, you can see into these people's hearts the bumper shiny. Disorientation. Circumstances for the darkest and the haziest. But they try to get them out first, as quickly as they can. Orientation. They're a little bit, you know, they're worried about their families, about this and that. As they just sit in comfortable, comfortable chairs. Place of purification. don't seem very disturbed by it, even though there's plenty of weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Check-ins occasionally. We don't see the golds anymore. That's why I see them at the beginning. And this nice, affable fella gets to have longer conversations, more interaction with kind of midlife people. Everybody saw the dark heart going first. How difficult it was. What heavies. One or two particularly inquisitive people. One supposes there always are. They're asking about things. So what happened to the Goldens? He says, oh, they've already moved on. Some people go through a different portal and come back. Of course, they are having to go to several purification sessions. You're far more interested to go where those people went. He's not shy about telling them what goes on there. That's where shinies go. better understanding. Jesus Christ's mission. Getting the opportunity to. In ordinances like baptism that they were denied or didn't know about during life. Why can't I go in there? I'd much prefer that to what I'm going through. Take a look at their heart, this goes. It would be pointless. In your case. Because you lived a life apart from Christ. Not shining. Time's over. Rectify yourself. It's gotta be a hard thing to hear. But you're going, you have a heart of iron. Iron clay. It is just cleaning you up so that you can face God. Thank you. to hear. Like quote a little Dickens. You know, you're born to these chains in life. Now you get to live with them. Remember. Much bellyache and blubbering when you go. Pick it up with the judge. Of this story, though, is that it should give people a desire to do better, to be a better person. A little harder. Seek out Christ while you can. Tomorrow, what you can do today, straighten things out, reconcile yourself, the better. Your heart is fixed. Gold, silver, brass, iron or clay. Purification and the resurrection will mix forever. What you wrought in life. Christ in life. Flesh is pliable. Flesh is malleable. Present with purifying fire. Everything else will be burned away. Fire for a lot. Takes much of the wind out of your sails, and some never come back. The fires don't purify. Simply burn and burn and burn and burn. You don't want to be that have a life. Seek out Christ. Reconcile yourself to Him. Align yourself with His purposes and His path. Seek His baptism. So many people are flying around today. Anymore, there's so much chicanery going on. Hard pressed to try to help somebody. Stories. stories of people who pull over and think they're helping somebody, and instead their car gets stolen. Gunpoint. On the side of the road. Difficult thing. Here comes somebody walking on the road. I don't know. Walking in the wrong direction might help, but and it could be anybody. It can't just be that way. I remember I pulled over to try to help some lady, and she had a knife in her hand, and she kept saying, I forget what she was saying, but it was like, you kill? And it's like, no, I want to help. She couldn't get off the do you kill thing, so it's like, I'm sorry, I can't help you. Bye. I'm having to call the police. You know, the people that can be helped are the people who are armed. Flashing lights. Anyway, and that's what happens ultimately. It gets to that point, and they go, oh, well, it was so terrible. And you go, I suppose that's true. What happened to the Good Samaritan? And you go, the Good Samaritan's the guy that's beat up on the ground, hoping that somebody's going to find him. Because he got tricked. He got deceived. And how many of us get deceived? Anyway, so there it is. There's not much else to say on that point. Oh, I gotta go to Del Taco. So, yeah, that's beyond all the other stuff. We're gonna have fun with the story because I like having fun with stories. Was there gonna be a point there at the end? And you go, yeah. This guy who seems really, really nice and really gentle and understanding and kind, sometimes very. Very rough. Ends up being almost a type of Christ. And, well, gas prices are good here, too. I got this price in Albuquerque. Anyway, so that's kind of the way it'll be. Starts out pretty lighthearted, gets a little rougher as time goes on because it's rough things for people. Anyway, so that's about it. That's all I got.